Books on Tape presents Crossfire by Joanne Ross. Read by Colleen Marlowe. Go, bid the soldiers shoot. William Shakespeare, Hamlet. Chapter 1.
Do you really have to leave so soon?
Now, darling. Brigadier General John Jacob paused while tying his spit-polished shoes, long enough to nuzzle the neck of the lusciously naked blonde lying in the middle of the rumpled sheets. You know I do.
Just a few more minutes.
She arched her back like a sleek Siamese, displaying the voluptuous breasts, which, although not natural, were still damn fine. He was tempted, what male wouldn't be. A former Miss Watermelon Belle, Meredith Hawthorne was one hell of a good lay. But he'd begun to suspect that she had set her sights on marrying up. Her husband, who hadn't even gone to one of the academies but had come up through the OCS ranks, had made only captain before joining the faculty of the Admiral Somerset Military Academy. While he was not only a retired brigadier general, but had graduated from West Point, as had all the males in his family going back to the Revolution. He was also, if Meredith was to be believed, and it stroked his ego to accept her word, a better lover. But damn it, he'd been honest about his intentions from the start. They were both married. Neither was looking for commitment. Both had reasons to keep their affair discreet. As the highly visible commandant of a very successful athletic department, which brought in buku bucks from asthma alumni, he was on the fast track to be